Well, here at the Beringer Ingelheim PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Workshop, with me is Dr. Laura Batista, who is with the Area Solutions Team with Beringer Ingelheim, and she's the one who put together this workshop, and it certainly has grown. This is the third one, and we had to get a bigger room this time.
Definitely, and that's a very good sign, because about a year ago, I don't think we had this many people interested in area regional control. So I think that in this year, there has been a lot of changes, and people are really willing to share the information, which for us is very, very important, to learn from what has been done, what should we do, what should not be done.
And you're really getting the number of area regional control projects is growing.
Yes, it actually grows like every month. We started last year, I think we were supporting or helping five, and now we're about 14 projects now. So yes, they are growing and people are getting interested. I think that some people were being cautious because of there's going to be, of course, problems. There's going to be breaks. There's going to be two steps back. But people are now aware that that's part of what we have to do here in area regional control. So yes, it's growing. It's very interesting.
Now, really, the concept of BI with this regional controlling PERS rather than individual controlling is changing the game. And we had a lot of talk here about how to manage that change, because you always have people that are resistant. How do you think that was the presentation that you had from Global Six Sigma about managing change?
Well, see, that's something we've learned during this year. Actually, it's not just BI's vision. It's a long time from Carlos Pijuan and Scott D that they always said we need to do something different. In this year of experience, we've seen that it is really hard. People resist to change. People feel comfortable in their comfort zone. So this is a complete change. So we decided that probably providing this tool and that everybody, when they go home, they think about this. Yes, that's right. I really need to stop being so careful or just feeling afraid of having some problems, or having a failure. And we think that this really provided that, opened that thinking process of changing the game.
Well, at this point now, we've been doing this for about 3 years. Where do you think you're going at this point? What's the future?
We think that there's going to be more projects because some of the projects are not in densely populated areas. We consider them, some of them, pilot projects. But we do believe that as we learn things and as more tools are being developed, like Dr. Zimmerman with all this testing and stuff, then we will have more tools to attack those areas which are going to be the hardest ones. We're learning biosecurity, we're learning transport, and little by little, we'll get to those areas. Enrique has always said, Enrique Mandaca, my colleague, that we need to separate those areas in little clusters so then you don't have this big, humongous area. So I think that's where we're going to go, to projects where there's more pig population. And I also think that people will embrace this change and they will come to these meetings. One of the greatest things is now people ask us, I need to talk to the Bethany or I need to talk to the Missouri or whatever project. And that is great because they go and they talk. That's probably our job. That's our job. Support and make that network, that is really good for us.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Laura. Here in Chicago, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.